firstly, I would like to acknowledge and thank Deputy Frank Feehan for his prompt and diligent intervention to clarify matters. And while I was on a Monday with Niall, and we were very clear that it was speculative, but however, I was also clear that the concerns were very real and justified. As we know, John, the hotel is a jewel in the crown in Ross's Point, and tourism, I've always said, is our biggest asset. And the hotel is very much a part of that success story going back years. And again, I would like to commend the community in Ross's Point and beyond who had played their part over the last number of years. And the fact that the hotel was unavailable did have a serious knock-on effect in relation to tourist beds, the lack of tourist beds in relation to pressures on business. And as I have stated previously, in a very delicate hospitality sector. So it is good news. It's also good news that the situation will be monitored. And what we all want is to see the 8th Ryan Hotel back open as a hotel, as previously it was. And again, a jewel in the crown of Ross's Point.
With such contracts due to end with a number of accommodation providers that had been over the last number of years providing direct provision, you could be looking at a situation maybe where more accommodation could be coming online in the near future.
Yeah, well, it's badly needed. And I did make the point in relation to the student accommodation, for example, the nighttime economy in Sligo is under serious pressure at the moment. It's almost gone. The students are vital to the success story of the local economy. We have a state-of-the-art ATU in Sligo that has gone from strength to strength, and we need the student accommodation, and we need it urgently. But also, again, the lack of tourist beds when we need them, you know, at the height of the summer season. These are all issues that we welcome. More beds, more student accommodation, because as stated before, the tourism is our best asset here in Sligo, John, and the hospitality sector, the pubs, the clubs, the restaurants, they are all under serious pressure.